cabinet level position that would manifest us.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of Ombudsperson Svensson, say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor of candidate Wicklund, say aye. Any abstaining? Technically, we have to get Wicklund to vote. Did you just ask her?
She's abstaining.
All right.
Is there a way to possibly, like, you know how, like, the, like, if the co-presidents from the year, like, the current ones, were to send out, like, an email, possibly to the, like, student body discouraging seniors from, or people who aren't returning from voting?
I think that it would be...
Like, not saying that they can't, but...
like that. Just I think that if someone has the ability to exercise their right to vote, they can. I mean, if you look at a situation of real-life voting, I mean, someone can vote in the presidential election, and during the time that the president is in office, they could die. I mean, but they still casted their vote, and so they're never going to vote. in future, or they might never see that president fulfill their that position, but they still didn't vote. I mean, I don't see the... I think it's not being abused. There is no abuse of the voting right by the seniors in any sort of way of trying to take away that vote. I'm scared about taking away people's rights and what that would reflect upon not only Senate, but the school of the state.
Yeah, there's no like great way of doing it. I can definitely see that. So you run into that issue. No. All right, I yield.
So this is not on what you're talking about, but it's on something else as regards. I just want to clarify, was ethics charged with looking into the student senate members voting for open positions?
Nope. That is something that will be coming up next week. Be ready for that. But no, that's completely different. That is filling midterm vacancy spots, and that's where we wanted people to vote within the constituencies to fill the spot. This is about voting for the co-presidents for the next year, because seniors that graduate are not going to see those co-presidents take position. However, they still vote on that.
Oh, actually, I know that. I was just asking if it was ethics that was charged with that.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah. Yep. We're bringing that up.
Any further ethics questions?
It would just be for, I'm sorry to bring it back to the same topic, but would that be just for voting members, or would that also be for cabinet positions? No, it wouldn't be. Never mind. That was still a question.
Any further questions? All right. We're going to move on. Health and housing.
So thank you, all the senators who have encouraged your constituents to get tickets for Take Your Pulse to lunch. There's been well received. About half the tickets have been taken. So keep encouraging others to get and use those tickets by the end of the time. We really want to see that all used up if possible. That's a goal. So I want to thank you guys all for that work. As far as the other charges, I've gotten the right contacts finally out of the people I've originally contacted to they directed me towards who I should be talking to, and I've started those conversations. Still awaiting replies, especially with Res Life this time of year. Also, this spring break, it's hard to get in there for appointments. I'm working on that. It's still everything's a work in progress. Just around this time, it's hard to get responses. Any questions?
So I have two things to talk about. The first one is a charge that was made very early in the academic year about replacing the sand in the volleyball pit. Seeing as it was just winter and we could not get in that time span, I decided to wait until the spring to actually try and move forward with that. So I spoke with Warren Wunderlich about doing that and actually learned that physical plant goes through a process every other year in which they go through the volleyball pits as well as a couple other areas on campus, and they aerate the sand and then add sand as necessary to make sure that it's level and at the appropriate height, which kind of covers part of the charge. So in order to address other concerns, we will be continuing conversations to try and see if they can do that every year as opposed to every other year, so that we don't have the same issue arise in the fall every other year. So the other item is my committee has officially finished and internally confirmed our version of our parking proposal. And so after this meeting, that proposal will be sent up to the body for review. And then will be addressed at the meeting next week. So be prepared to come with questions, comments, concerns around that. Any questions?
Any questions?
questions? Yes.
Is this not something that we could put up and just discuss as a body?
After speaking with the coaches, we just felt it was more appropriate to allow people time to talk to their constituents about it, to look over it. Or, I mean, it's 6 pages. Granted, 3 pages of it is diagrams, but it is something that's a little lengthy and something that you'll actually have to read through. So we just felt it was more appropriate to actually allow people time to fully comprehend.
Questions? Questions?
I was wondering if the co-presidents could give an update on the faculty committee student representatives. I think we mentioned earlier in the year about having them come in and give sort of like a status update.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering where that was at.
Yeah, I'll field that one.
Yeah.
That is on my plate and is way backlog. My hope is to reach out this week and maybe not necessarily get them all in before spring finance, but reach out to them at large and then hopefully have everyone in the room before the end of the year as well.
Okay, thanks.
I was charged with looking into I forget the exact word, but kind of like a Senate day where
Rockathon,
thank you. And so since it was charged to me at the last meeting and it's kind of coming, because school year's kind of coming too close, I'm going to send out either a SurveyMonkey or a Doodle, just kind of with dates that I think could potentially work for everybody. And if we have enough responses of people that can go, we'll kind of proceed with that. And how I see it happening is that we'll be at the Rock and kind of on, hopefully it's a nice day, the Rock and Ekman Mall. We would start at 7 o'clock in the morning and go until like 9 o'clock at night. And so people could kind of like sit at the Rock like in between their classes. We would table as well. And it would be like a bonding experience not only for senators, but then also kind of asking our constituents, how do we feel the school year went? What can we do better for next year? How can we improve Senate and their role in your lives as a student? And so I kind of, that's how I see it kind of going. Just with time constraints, I feel like it would be kind of hard to do something big. But how I foresee it in the future is how we have the Senate retreat, like the first, or like first couple weekends in school, is doing it that Friday before that retreat and then having it be an overnight thing. Just so we can do it throughout the day, talk to people, see what they want to be seen done over the school year, so that way that can be a component in our retreat to talk about action plans for the year. So that was just kind of a big dump of information, but I think hopefully enough people can do something this year that we can, I guess it would be more in cabinet working with Steve and Bobby, have kind of ideas for going into next year. Does that sound good to everybody?
You had a question. Chris? Co-president Wilson.
I just want to give an update on the Senate social, as in like the US Senate social. We are going to do a barbecue out of Jonas's house. Hey, Jonas, can we do a barbecue out of your house?
Sure. But you all have to take a kitten home with you when you leave.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh wait, but not until you're done with college.
Exactly. We will likely be picking whatever day works. It'd be sweet if we could do like a Monday before Senate, but we will figure out a time that works best for people and as well as dates. And hopefully by next Senate meeting, we'll have a few options to pick from and just see what works best.
I made it sound like they're bringing dates.
Have specific days that you are able to, not space.
Office hours bylaw, and then we will open up the floor. Yeah, that's why we're done.
Office hours by law.
All right. Could we possibly get the language up? All right. So this is the language that was presented to you before spring break that you hopefully went and talked to your constituencies about. So this, once again, goes back to the whole office hours, and this is the second, or one of numerous drafts that we've brought forth to you guys. And so in the red is what's being struck, or what's actually in it right now, and what's in green is what we're adding. So the new, for Hall representative, for example, it shall now read, each Hall representative shall conduct office hours in a public location designated by the co-presidents, reported to the administrative director, and publicized to the student body. It reads almost the exact same thing in the class representative. And the reason why we went about this approach was we wanted to make sure that, once again, that we're finding a way that's fluid enough that from year to year, the co-presidents can determine where the Senate presence needs to be. So whether that would be potentially holding more rock-a-thons, and that could actually count for the people's office hours if they were to hold like two or three throughout the year, or if it's just going to be weekly tabling outside, or even if it, they decide that they even want to go back to the situation where we have now where you post your office hours and just have your office hours in your dorm room. It gives a better, more open-ended way of this being determined, and it is a job that the co-presidents have said that they would be willing to take on as part of their duties, and it would be kept track of by the administrative director. And that's about it as far as information I have.
Just a quick brainstorm. I was going to bounce this off the Senate's ideas. Instead of designated by the co-presidents, what if we changed it? I'm not giving exact wording, but some sort of wording that was like at the first meeting of the year discussed and voted on by the senators. So senators would be choosing the office hours for the year. Does anyone have any... I'll yield.
So my concern for that, I'm just going to say, is that there could be completely new senators who have never been in the positions that we're in right now. I mean, not only are we going to have, what is it, four or five freshman representatives who have no idea the best way to conduct office hours, but there are new senators who could be coming in, ones who are voted in because they became senators at like the very end of spring semester. And so I think that if it was given to the co-presidents are also representatives of the entire constituency of Gustavus Adolphus College, of the student body. And so they should not only have the senators in mind because they are in charge of Senate as a body, but they are also in charge of the constituency's voice as a body of students.
I think that one of the key things I was discussed and voted on, so having like a discussion about it can allow senators and people in the body that have served in the past to really, fill in kind of the and including the co-presidents can be involved in that discussion, of course. Also, the other thing is that, like, the co-presidents don't necessarily have to be have any experience in this body either. We have some people who ran for co-president this time that had no experience in the Senate, so it's not a position that you have to have experience to have anyways. So I think that if it's discussed and voted on by the body, I think the Senate will get the best result that will work for senators. So I will yield my time, and if somebody would like to make that motion, I would allow them to do that.
Senator Wagner.
So I'm still going off what a previous senator said. I think that it should be approved by the body, but it should be up to the co-presidents to decide what that is. So I would like to change the language to read proposed by the co-presidents and approved by the Senate body rather than by the co-presidents.
Are you saying change the word? Okay. Do you want to add approved by the body, or do you want to also change it to
insert the words?
That's a really good idea.
By the co-presidents and approved by the Senate body.
Could we get?
Joanne.
I'm going to ask for all language changes, 100%, to be in writing. I just think it's going to get.
Right, so say strike the word designated, insert the word proposed, insert the words approved by the student senate, comma.
We recognize it's a long process, but the long run makes it cleaner and easier. So
would that, quick clarification, would that be for both hall and class represent, I'm assuming for both.
I don't know how we this is one. How do we even vote for consideration to be approved?
The same language that would be changed. Exactly.
Yeah, I understand it.
Okay.
I'm asking how do we vote for consideration of this? I think we did them separately. And so then we'll have to do this separately.
Okay.
I think we did it together.
Can we check the minutes before we do something?
It's the same intention.
Is it?
Yeah.
We did it together.
It is the same intention.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, voting for consideration, we did vote it last time.
What would
it
be?
I think
Sissa said the real deal.
Separately.
I'm sure he's like.
Your grammar is going to be terrible, so it should be.
Exactly.
Can I friendly the not having the word and instead having a comma, so that those of us who care about English.
Oh, okay.
what has been proposed. This is what has been proposed. Is there a second?
Oh.
Second goes to you. All right. It is your floor, Senator Wagner, if you would like to continue.
I'd just like to say that I think this holds up both ends of the argument. It's something that will have the co-presidents will propose a good idea of what is best for the senators, probably with experience, and then that still allows the senators to vote and say this isn't ridiculous, and we'll reagree to this. So.
We're in a motion. Any other comments?
I have a friendly on student body. Okay. So just the capitalization, like student body, senate body. Why is I see senate if it's student senate, but then the student, why is the student capitalized?
I agree that we tend to student body throughout the document is lowercase, so when we refer to the senate, senate is capitalized.
Okay. So can we friendly the S to the lowercase?
On student.
On student.
Yep.
Can we friendly the other one too?
Just get rid of the body?
No, just saying on the lower
the
one.
Class representative.
Yep,
there you go. Thank you.
I thought you were saying.
No.
Okay. Senator Hagel.
I really like this proposal. I think it's a really good check to have on the co-presidents and whatnot. It gives the co-presidents the ability to propose this, but being it's the senator's office hours, it makes us approve them, and so we know what's going on right at the start of the meeting. So I think this is a really good check to have. I yield.
Senator
McClendon.
I yield.
Co-president Goldstein.
Yeah, my concern is that if you read it straight through, it doesn't flow well. It says, conduct office hours in a public location proposed by a co-president, approved by a Senate body, report to the administrative director and publicized to the Senate body. Like, I feel like it's getting at a lot in one sentence. So I don't know if senators agree with this, and you can totally disagree if you would like, but if we find a way to split it up into two portions, because there's really two ideas here. One is, how do these office hours define this? A proposal and the approval, and there's how do we manage these office hours? Now I'd love to see those two broken up if the center feels the same way.
Senator Mance.
I was wondering, could I just make a friendly to put like an and in front of approved and then a period after body and then they before reported to break it up into two sentences?
Or then will, they will be?
Then, yeah. Or they will then be reported.
So, okay.
I can write it down for you if you'd like.
For sure. Right now we're talking about the one specific amendment that were, was proposed. And so if you want to pursue that, write it down, and then we can come around and come back on to it. Further discussion on the proposed amendment to the amendment.
Although, actually, she could amend the amendment, right?
Isn't that slower?
Because this is.
It's not
it's already amended the amendment.
Further discussion on the amendment to the amendment. Discussion. Seeing none. All those in favor of amending the amendment as proposed, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions?
Abstain.
So amended. We return to the speaker's list. It is yours if you want it, Wagner. Senator Edu?
You.
Senator Wickman?
You.
Senator Gustafson?
You.
Senator Mann?
I am finishing the writing and then I'm about to make an amendment to change. To remove the comma after co-presidents, if you give me 2 minutes, I'll write what I'm actually proposing, maybe you can see it, if you'd like that. So.
I'm going to have it be
remembering, I'm much talking about that. Why is it two?
Oh, that's just how it's written in the Constitution right now.
Okay.
That for
so
office hours, one of them was number two, and the other one's number one on the list.
Okay.
So it's where it already currently exists.
Okay.
It allows.
Okay.
It's not like. I promise it's not a mistake. Can you remove the comma after administrative director too? It doesn't need to be there. No.
Yes,
yeah.
Good job. This is
so there needs a second on this proposed amendment. Senator, discussion, Mayan and Sears.
It just kind of clarifies it into two separate ideas, so it makes it easier to read versus a complete run-on sentence. Isn't actually changing the actual meaning of the whole. So, I yield.
Okay. The way I see it is that the two separate ideas are when and how office hours are and how they are created is what I see the two ideas as. So the way I think that it should be like put together is like something more along the lines of like conduct office hours in a public location and publicized to the student body, period. Office hours will be proposed by the co-presidents, approved by the Senate body, and reported to the administrative director. So that's what they are and how they're formed. That's the two ideas instead of, I don't know, I feel like the ideas got split kind of strangely.
Yeah.
But I yield.
Okay. Further discussion on the amendment. Are you raising a placard?
No,
I have one.
Yes, you
yes,
can
read. I see that at the end of both statements there's a semicolon. I'm just wondering what does it go on to say and if that flows as well.
Yeah, so in the bylaws where our representative is, there are multiple numbers of expectations and duties. And so they are semicolons as a continuing a sentence that begins each our representative shall one, each set. So that's how that works. Senator Wickham.
I think Senator Getty's proposal sounds good and we should strike this and take hers. I yield.
All right. Further discussion on the amendment? Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the amendment as proposed, say aye. Those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? All right, the amendment fails. We return to the speaker's list. Senator Wagner. Oh, sorry, yes.
Yield.
Senator Wagner.
I will yield to Senator Getty for the new language.
Okay. I gave my amendment to Ombudswoman Spencer. It's the tiny paragraph that I didn't think anyone was going to read except me, so sorry.
For information, do we need a second for this?
Yes. Have you seen it yet?
We heard it.
Yeah.
We heard
okay.
It.
Second, Tosiana. <Yeah. laughs>
Okay, so this is one we just had up here, and then we're going to put one below it.
sense of what we're trying to say is how we create them and what they are. So that's just why I put them in my notes. But welcome to suggestion. I won't be offended if you guys don't like it. How you?
The first sentence looks weird to me. I don't know how, if that would be like a friendly, but conduct office hours in a public location to be publicized to the student bodies.
Would you accept that as a friendly? Does anybody else object to it being treated as a friendly? What? All right, then we're going to treat it as a friendly. To be publicized.
When it's how I read this, to be publicized makes it future tense, whereas I always like when stuff is present tense. That's why I would recommend actually making it just in a public location publicized to the student body to make it happen now rather than future tense. Because like someone could read that and say, oh, I just have to do it later. Whereas when it's publicized, it gives it urgency. Now, I know it's a little thing, but that's how I personally feel. In the past documents I've seen it sent, it usually works in the present tense. And I feel 2B puts it in the future. But that's just me personally.
Senator Mann.
Can I make a friendly to change to be publicized to be and publicize them to the student body? So it will read, shall conduct office hours in a public location and publicize them to the student body. Would that be a friendly? Yes, I yield. So, okay, this is a little bit, okay, I'm not even sure if this is germane, but I think what Hayden's talking about is it to just read, conduct office hours in a public location publicized to the student body, to just take out the 2B. Yeah. I'm not sure where
you're. I just want to remove the future tense anyway.
Yep, yeah. I'm just trying to propose a way to remove the future tense without it not making sense, at least.
If you take out 2B.
That's awesome. I think there's a vision. Oh, yeah, that'll work. Can I just friendly to remove the 2B? Sorry. Grammar.
Would you treat that as a friendly?
Yep, fewer words, always better.
Awesome. So we're going to remove it.
Do I need a comma?
No, comma. Just comma. No.
It's not wrong, but it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Oxford.
All right, we're going to return. Any further discussion on the proposed amendment? I think we could have a quick conversation to say, do we agree that this should be copied?
Oh, I think we should
just
review every single one of the amendments.
All right. Any further discussion on the amendment? Discussion. All right. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote to the proposed amendment, which is the second number 2 up there next to the cursor. All those in favor of that wording, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So amended. We return to the speakers list. Senator, he yielded to get this. Senator Wagner.
I would like to change it to reflect the same for class representatives.
Second goes to Wicklund. I understand is we are focusing on the top one right now. I think that we actually, I'm not going to waste any more time. We consider it in one motion. I'm going to treat them as one motion. Let's just get moving. If you agree that the second that the each class representative should reflect each hall representative, but understanding that it's still the number one, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So. All right. Any further discussion on the amendment? Discussion. Seeing none. This is a two-thirds vote to amend the bylaws. Is it voice or roll call? I don't know why not. Do we have it laid out? How bylaws?
It's just two-thirds vote.
I think you're right. All right. Two-thirds vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So amended. All right. Old business. Is there any old business? Old business. See none? New business. Senator.
I believe Senator Lung was going to bring this up, but seeing as he's not here, he brought up today that the CAF has stopped labeling things, obviously, when there's like pork or gluten in them. And I heard today that there was someone who had a soup that had gluten in it and like almost died. And also, you know, there's a lot of people in different tastes on campus who need to know when there's pork in things. So I would like to charge Health and Housing with asking or like looking into making sure that the CAF actually labels when there's pork or like questionable ingredients that have common allergies.
Is there a second? Second goes to Wagner. Discussion on charging. It's yours if you'd like it.
That's it.
Discussion. Senator Gunnickel.
I'm just throwing this out there. Instead of having just pork labeled, maybe we could label all things like vegetarian, vegan, porkless, or meatless, something along those lines. If someone would like to amend that, that'd be pretty rad.
I think her charge was pretty broad. That our chair is perfectly capable of making sure that's expressed.
Oh, cool. All behind this.
Awesome. Discussion on the charge? Discussion. All those in favor of charging Health and Housing, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Abstentions? So charge. New business. Any further new business? Seeing none, announcements. Sunset.
Okay, my announcement is, as long as we're kind of bringing up that whole building bridges thing, there are senators who were not present at the meeting where all that went through, but there's supposed to be something that was signed by all the senators. If you haven't signed it yet, the formal reprimand was something that had to be signed by all senators that were involved in the decision. There are senators who still have not signed that, and so I'd just like to get that signed as soon as possible. I know that there is still the other committee that is concerned that is looking into the charge. However, I would really like to get all the signatures in if that, and then the committee, whatever it arrives at, that can be either repealed or whatnot. Anyway, so if you did not sign, if you could come and sign it. That's about it. Oh, and thanks for reappointing me. And if I could see ethics, that's great. That also. Thanks.
Co-President Colson.
Sweet. Sorry for sending people down the rabbit hole. That is bylaw stuff. I just absolutely love that stuff. And also, this year is flying by, so let's keep focused and really charge through this final push. I think it's been one of the best years I've ever experienced with Senate. And so I'd really love to finish the year strong and make it that much harder for certain people to achieve in future years. I don't know why I did that. Anyway.
I support you, man.
All right, Senator Heck.
Nice job with our discussions today. and I'm glad everyone made it back, or almost everyone made it back after the break, so good job.
So, next week is D week, which I'll let Diversity Chair Grocious talk about, but it's also Earth Week. And Greens is doing a bunch of really cool things. One of my favorite things that we have planned is a tour of the composter. Like, oh, there's those compost buckets. Where does that compost go? It goes to the composter, which is in the greenhouse, which is new. We built it this year. Also in the greenhouse is a hydroponic system, which is so amazing because it's a step towards sustainable growing practices, and we'll get fresh fruit, hopefully, in the winter. Anyway, posters will be up, so I really urge you all to pay attention to that and participate in the wonderful events that we have planned. I yelled to
fun fact, I learned that hydroponic is not just a scientific word for pot.
Kale.
I want to say thank you for caring and for moving through, and I know that these meetings can get weird. Thank you, and when I am a bit more forceful, it's just because I want to get us back on track to being efficient, and I don't need to steamroll opinion and input, and so if I ever come across that way, take all the time in the world, stop me, slow me down, yell at me, but sometimes I just want to keep us moving forward. I also want to say thank you so much on behalf of Linus. This last weekend, we had an absolute blast in Chicago, and our workshop with Second City was so beneficial. We really want to move the troop in a new direction next year, and we learned an incredible amount. We had just five of us working with one of the top members at Second City. When we went and saw shows at other improv houses, the actors that we talked to afterwards were like, you got to work with Rachel, that's awesome. And so I'm just very grateful for your support and for making that possible for the future. Thank you. Co-president-elect Rasmussen.
Okay, speaking of next year's Senate and wanting it to be a successful year, cabinet applications are now available. They're due May 1st. We think there's a lot of very capable people in this room, and we'd like to encourage you all to at least consider applying for positions. And if you know people outside the Senate body who are would be good candidates, please encourage them to do so. If you have any questions for us, please do not hesitate to ask. Thank you.
Chair Grocious.
Okay, I have a lot of announcements. First, you got an email from me about the DLC awards, which will be very helpful to students if something that the DLC is trying to do. Because there's also the Diversity Center awards. So I encourage you to fill those out if you can think of someone. Like Tia mentioned, D-Week is next week. So I'm going to just run to the calendar real quick. I'll send an email out with the list. But during chapel break from 10 a.m. to 10, I think it just starts at 10 a.m. I don't know what time it gets done. But that whole time slot all week is meditation. So it's self-guided meditation. So you're welcome to do that. Throughout the week, from 5 p.m. to about 6:30 p.m., there is cultural ethnic food celebrations. And so Monday, Tab and Olas are doing something. Tuesday, Hako is doing something. Wednesday, Paso is doing something. Thursday, ICC and GCC are doing something. And then on Friday, DLC is hosting a barbecue for the entire campus to come and attend, kind of learn a little bit more about DLC. Tuesday at 4 p.m., DEEP, which is Diversity, Exploration, and Education Project, I think, is giving a presentation on their spring break trip to California and their study of Asian cultures in California. Then at 7 p.m., SSA is hosting Heba Krish in Alumni Hall on feminism and secularism. Wednesday at 4 p.m., the Repubs and the Dems will be hosting the Know Your Vote with the upcoming elections, Know Who You're Voting For, Know How to Vote, et cetera, et cetera. That will be in the courtyard attack. Thursday night at 7 p.m., PA's Building Bridges, Meditation, and INR will be hosting Diversity in the Dark in the Dark. And so what that is you submit anonymous questions, and then you get to basically answer them in a large discussion. So like however long you want. So it's kind of a Friday. Q&A at the WAC at 2:30 p.m. are hosting a kind of solidarity aspect. They're going to kind of create something for that. And then at 4, Senate, which none of you have to be a part of. If you want to be a part of, you can come. Senate Esper and Dennis were put in charge of creating a PowerPoint or presentation to show what all DLC orgs have done this year and what they support. And then on Saturday, starting at, I think, 6:30 p.m. or 7 p.m., is D-Ball, which is Diversity Ball, and which Diversity Awards will be given. I believe tickets are $10. There is free food, there's dance with an amazing DJ, DJ Malicious. She's awesome. And so I encourage you to go to that. If you have more questions, please ask me. Also, the committee, can you come and talk to me?
Gabe, do you know where tickets are going to be on sale at?
I believe they're going to be supposed to go on sale in the CAO.
But not on the online ticket thing?
Not that I know. But I will clarify that for tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Thank you.
I don't know what you guys said. Two things quick. After going on, the Habitat trip, this has been great. I want to thank you guys for stepping through that stuff today. That XP Club Week does do a lot of things. I think it's very, especially from a public housing point, things like the video that they're showing, it's a new way to think about housing and what the home needs and what that means to each individual person. I highly encourage you guys to attend some events this week. Give you a list on the afterwards. There's a workshop with Burbis, I think, this week. Also at Unity. Also just trying to communicate with people who've been on the trips and work with these affiliates down south. So that's great. And then second, if I can get the Health and Quality Committee to meet quickly after. Any further announcements? None? Meeting adjourned.